light is the magisterium of the church, is the divine element of the church, is tradition. Sacred scriptures on the light of tradition. Whatever else contradicts tradition is from the devil or is from human beings, and we don't trust those things. We stay away if they are contradicting tradition and the divine elements of the church. Watch out, dear friends. So we don't follow people. We don't follow priests. We don't follow organizations. We follow Christ through his divine teaching, which has been given to us through the tradition of the church, who has been going under the hidden, on the catacombs, on the underground, since the last 60 years. So we have already 60 years in the Catholic Church in which the truth is not taught anymore, in which has been compromising with the world, with the devil, has been allowed sin as something normal, has been modified the channels of grace, the sacraments, has been modified the concept of the priesthood, of baptism, of confirmation, of holy communion, of mass, extrema unction, tradition, faith, love, hope. Everything has been falsified, modified. This is why we have to look for tradition. It's a light to go to heaven. And many pastors, many leaders today, they don't have tradition as the foundation. They have maybe a part of it, and it's not enough. And they want people to follow them. And because if we follow halfway our Lord, if we don't obey, we are not humble enough to follow Him completely, God is not blessing those groups, those people, those leaders. They will not have the grace, the light to be our leaders toward heaven. I count with my hand the reliable priests who we can trust to lead us to heaven in the United States, for example. And fingers are leftover fingers from my hand. Really, o sea, at all levels we see this pride, this confusion, this disorientation, and we don't look for the solution. To the source, the divine source, drink from the source, traditional source, the divine source, which is what the church have been doing for 20 centuries. So just a warning for you, don't trust any priest, any leader, any group, any organization. What we trust is the doctrine, because it's divine. If someone is carrying that doctrine, we trust and we follow. Inasmuch as those priests follow the doctrine. But this is why I tell you that I come with my hands, the priests who really are following the doctrine as they should. Because now I said, we are so proudful that we don't look for the right solution, which is go back to the divine magisterium of the church and to trust in what is solid, divine, infallible, given to us by the Holy Ghost. Nobody can challenge that. Nobody can challenge those things, divine things. This is why it's a great duty. I have been always telling you, each time I pass through in this place, I have been telling you the most important for you first is to study your doctrine, to be interested in doctrine, but also to be interested in all the heresies and all the lies in matters of religion who has been around us for 60 years. I know more time than that, but in a flood, in a tsunami way, the last 60 years. So you are obliged to study, to form yourself, to be worried about what you are being taught, what the priests teach, what you are supposed to believe, What is the church having said about topics like education, about contraception, about marriage, about euthanasia, whatever topic? What is the church has said, says, teaches about these topics? To study, to be formed, and to fight back the errors, because the errors at the level of the faith cause people to lose hope, lose charity, and eventually lose the faith and to go to hell, eventually. So we are doing this fight for the salvation of souls, for our own souls, our families. So our Lord continues, he said, because heaven, the powers of heaven shall be moved. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and majesty. So when these things begin to happen, to come to pass, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption is at hand. Our Lord is coming. He's coming soon, very soon. See, you see the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is very close. So also, when you see all these things passing, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. My words shall not pass away, said our Lord. It's very close coming. We are very close. So we have to endure. We have to endure what is coming. It's very bad, very terrible. Humanly speaking, it's very tremendous what is going to happen very soon. But looking at things as we, as children of God, we should be looking things. We should see this cross coming up as a great grace. Because these terrible trials which are coming are going to perfect us, are going to purify us, are going to ask to humiliate us and go to God with more fervor, more detachment from human things, from earthly things, which are going to be taken away from us, human things. Through the vaccine, for example, the vaccine is coming. The vaccine, which they are preparing for the countries to take as an obligatory, is forbidden for Catholics in any circumstances without exceptions, as they are doing in that moment. As the vaccine is going to be presented in this moment, as they are having it, is forbidden for Catholics for many reasons. They have stem cell aborted babies, cell lines. They have extremely harmful elements for the health, but also they have now this nanotechnology. They want to control our health, our life, and take away our basic liberties as human beings. And the worst, they are not going to tell us what they really contain inside those vaccines. So as the things go stay today, it's forbidden for a Catholic to take those vaccines. That's going to cause us to lose jobs, maybe social security, maybe to lose our friends, our houses, maybe our liberty. Many things are going to happen. I warn you. So we rather start preparing spiritually, because this fight is spiritual, by doing good confession, being strong in the faith, studying your faith, being watchful through penance against yourself, against the world, by austere life, starting to Advent time. Advent time is for that. We do extra penances, less than Lent, but still not like Lent time, but we still do penances during the Advent. Increasing our prayer, increasing our fight towards the enemies of God. And to ask for the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Virgin Mary, for fortitude. We will need it in a big amount. God is going to provide to us, but we must have this a habit in this moment of trusting God, of having great interest for his faith, for his doctrine, in fighting the enemy, in putting in our part to help our fellow men through charity to pass through this trial who are coming. So remember, charity is above my own life, above my own health, above my own interest. So the commandment of fraternal charity is more important than my own security, my own health, my own goods, my house, my life. And it's scary to see how people is not doing that even for this so-called coronavirus. People prefer to protect their health than to help the others. It's amazing, the blindness, the lack of charity, the hardness of heart. People is not ready, but at least let us be ready and pray this Mass as the Mass was the last in our life, as it was the only one in our life, as if this Mass was the first in our life. And let's keep closer and closer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the General-in-Chief of the army. She's going to provide us what we need. But we have to be humble, docile, prayerful, watchful, and be far from sin, hate sin, and help each other the most we can. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.